We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. If you just join us, during Front Page News, we were talking about Arizona Republican referring to black Americans as colored people.
What's his name?
I don't know his name. Let's play the audio.
Mr. Chairman, though, that was unbelievably inspiring. My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay? It has nothing to do with color of your skin, any of that stuff. What we want to preserve and maintain is the fact that our military does not become a social experiment. We want the best of the best. We want to have standards that guide who's in what unit, what they do. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, they are not doing this because they want the strongest military possible.
I'd like to be recognized to have the words colored people stricken from the record. I find it offensive and very inappropriate.
Is the gentlelady asking for unanimous consent to take down the words?
I am asking for unanimous consent to take down the words of referring to me or any of my colleagues as colored people.
Well, the congressman's name is Eli Crane. Eli Crane is his name. Look, I'm not saying that colored people is not offensive because everything is about context. So there's absolutely a context where colored people can be offensive. But I don't think that was one of those times. And if colored people is offensive, then we need to have a meeting because we use colored people all the time in various ways. We say people of color, and people of color is just saying colored people with better grammar. NAACP is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Hell, in the Wayans intro, they say we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. So all I'm saying is, if colored is offensive, colored people is offensive, then we need to have a meeting and revise some things, don't you think?
Well, I mean, the Wayans brothers are black, so they can say colored just like they can say the N-word. They can say it if they want. But when it comes to anybody on the outside race using it, I don't like it. I think it's offensive. And if people don't like it, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right with me.
When how do you feel about people of color when they say people, when they refer to us and brown people as people of color? Because that's just saying colored people with better grammar.
I mean, I don't really hear people say it. I say people here say black people. I see
everybody says people of color. No, what do you mean people of color is used every day? They use that term all the time. They lump us all in. They be like, people of color, diversity and inclusion.
Yeah, but when they say people of color, they usually mean what? Black people, they mean brown people. They could mean Indian people, it could mean Spanish people, it could mean so many different people. But colored people means black people.
That's not true.
Yes, when you refer to, let's say, somebody Spanish or somebody Indian or somebody, they don't refer to them as colored people.
Well,
colored people is referred to as black people.
My point is, people of color, colored people, it's the same thing. You're just using better grammar.
But if people are offended by it, maybe we shouldn't say it. It seems like any.
That's all I'm saying. It's a discussion.
But every other organization or group, if they say they offended by it, people stop using it. The LGBTQ community, there were words that we would say back in the 80s.
That's right.
That would refer to, like, for instance, homosexual, right? Now, I don't think I can use that term referring to him.
You can't say homosexual.
I don't think so.
Man, shut up, Envy. Boy, you make me sick sometimes. Yes, you can say homosexual. When you can't say homosexual.
All right, take the sexual off. You can't say that part
anymore.
That's
different.
But back then you could. Or same thing with a
I know you couldn't back then, by the way. No, you couldn't. There's never been a time you could just call somebody the homosexual without the sexual.
I don't remember
that time.
Maybe a little person. Little person, before you would say midget. Now you can't say midget.
I still say midget. Little person sound more offensive.
Well, the little people, you are little purpose. So you know what? Let's go to the phone.
All I'm simply saying is, and by the way, when people are offended, they call their organizations, right, to have their back.
Yes.
So if I'm offended by the word colored people, I got to call the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People to have my back. You know what I'm saying? How stupid that sounds?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Vivian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm sorry for laughing, Vivian. Charlamagne's a jerk, and I hate him. But go ahead, Vivian.
Yes. I'm calling because I disagree with Charlamagne. Mm-hmm. He's saying, okay, first of all, it was established in 1909. Back then, the term colored was accepted. And not to mention, it wasn't exclusively for blacks. It was really for people of color. And as time goes on, there are... Yes.
I just told
you. So why would it be called the National Association for the N-Word? That wouldn't even be considered.
Oh, because...
And there are a lot of terms... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say, because in 1909...
There are a lot of...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say there are a lot of terms that over time become unacceptable, like the term, the R word, you know, for people with mental illnesses.
Hey,
over time,
point.
That became...
That's
yes.
My point. Back then, those words that were okay, then we changed. And she's talking about, we're not talking about the word retarded. People don't like that word. Now it's different words.
Exactly.
Same thing with midget. Okay. Same thing with LGBTQ.
Can we take a step back for a second? I concede that both of y'all are correct. I don't disagree with any of those points. But what I'm simply saying is, why do we still call it the NAACP then? Why do we still say people of color? That's all I'm saying.
So what should we change it to?
I don't know.
What should we change it to?
I'm just saying it just feels crazy.
Because this is an established organization. It's been around for over 100 years. You know, to change it now, it just wouldn't sound right if you ask me.
But that doesn't make any sense. If we're saying that colored people is offensive, why wouldn't we change? And you're telling me that over time, colored people has gotten more offensive. Why wouldn't we tell them to change the name of the organization?
We should then. Hello, who's this?
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Good morning. What's your thoughts?
I completely disagree with what Charlamagne is talking about. Charlamagne, you have got to take a second and think about the words that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to respond, but you're not listening to understand.
Yes, ma'am.
If the NAACP was started in 1909, it makes perfectly good sense. The context of the word matters, like how he was saying it was in a derogatory manner. It's the same way we use the N-word in our culture. It's accepted within our culture, but we know surely when somebody's saying it in a negative way. So you can't just keep saying, oh, this organization uses it, so why is it defensive? Offensive. It's absolutely offensive the way it was spoken.
You think that makes sense? Like you think
it makes perfectly good sense.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. We're saying that the term colored people is offensive, right? You're saying that.
I'm saying yes. In the context that it was used and the way it was used, was offensive.
I don't think the context that he used it in on that floor is offensive. I think there is a way that word can be used in a context that offensive, but not the way he used it just now on that floor.
800-585-1051. We're going to take more calls. If you're just joining us, Arizona Republican. He was on the House floor and referred to black Americans as colored people. We're asking what your thoughts. We'll play the audio when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Arizona Republican on the House floor referred to black Americans as colored people.
His name is Eli Crane.
Eli Crane, and here's the audio.
Well, Mr. Chairman, though, that was unbelievably inspiring. My amendment has nothing to do with whether or not colored people or black people or anybody can serve, okay? It has nothing to do with color of your skin, any of that stuff. What we want to preserve and maintain is the fact that our military does not become...
You can stop it right there.
And listen, colored people absolutely can be offensive, but everything is about context. You know, there is absolutely a context where colored people can be offensive. I don't think that was one of those times. And once again, I'm going to keep saying this. If colored people is now offensive, then we need to have a meeting about the term people of color. Because that's just saying colored people with better grammar. And we definitely need to have a conversation about the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Right. It's like the term when you refer to Jewish people, right? And you take off ISH, right? But for years, people would just say, hey, the so-and-so live in that area. It wasn't supposed to mean derogatory. It was how people would say it. Then we realized that they didn't like it, that it was derogatory. So we don't say that word. Now we say Jewish.
But no, it's still a context of that too, though. Because, you know, you can say... I remember we had the head of the ADL up here, Jonathan Greenblatt. And right. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. And he said it's all about context. Because there's you can say that word shortened in a negative
look
context.
Look at it, we won't even say the word. Because we don't necessarily understand.
I try not to practice bad habits.
Because we don't know.
You know what I mean? I've been trying to stop saying the N-word for years.
That's a damn lie.
I have.
You called me, you said N-word the other day.
Because you be acting like one. See? I try not to say it, but I can't think of no other word.
See? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Shanice.
Hey, Shan, good morning. What's your thoughts?
So I'm not against color, just because black women have different beautiful colored children. But I do think we need to look at the word minority a little bit, just because what's the opposite of minority? Majority, right?
Yep.
Why are we less than, you know?
Okay. I mean, that's just a numbers thing. I get what she's saying, but it's just a numbers
thing. But minority means is we're low in numbers, as opposed to the majority of the people, which is...
But if you put all the colors together, we're the majority.
Hello,
if
who's this?
If you put all the colors together, we're the majority.
Hey, this is King from Oxnard.
What's up, King? Talk to us, brother.
What's up, Envy? I wanted to talk about that color thing. So what I noticed, though, is like I'm rolling with Charlamagne on this one, because what I noticed is every morning you guys play like this thing from the Wayans brothers, where they say we're happy and we're single and we're... Colored,
singing,
like,
singing, singing.
Day.
We're not single. We're married. Yeah. Singing, singing.
Okay, we're singing. But that's what I'm saying. It's like if we go on, like, you know, take offense to some of these words, and we got to take it out. Like, people talking about the NAACP. We got to change that too. And then we got to stop playing that stuff, you know, in the morning and all of that. And we're gonna be taking offense to it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's common sense to me, my brother. But you know, common sense ain't common nowadays. I'm with you.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Char.
Hey, Char. Good morning. Talk to us.
Good morning. First of all, I think Envy is right. It's a feeling, number one. Number two, it's coming from people who we perceive don't like us. And it sounds like a label when they say it. When we speak about it, it's a description. But when they speak about it, it's a label. Just like Jewish people, you don't say the you say Jewish. It's derogatory.
Yeah, but those those people also don't have organizations named after their slurs. So if colored people is indeed a slur, like we have the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
We're describing ourselves.
So why can't somebody else describe us in that way? Like I'm trying to fact. I'm just.
No, when they say it, they're labeling us. That's a label.
So what is people
when
of color?
They say it to us.
What is people of color?
People of color. We're describing ourselves.
But don't you think that's just colored people with better grammar?
No, because colored people is referred to as black people. People of color is black, is brown people, is Indian people.
So people of color is offensive too?
Indian people.
But colored people is as well. Colored people,
no, colored people is described as black people.
No, it's not.
When you say a colored person, nobody ever think it was a Latino. If you say colored person, nobody ever think it was Indian.
That's y'all for being stupid.
No, colored people is referred to as black people.
Let me pull up colored people. Well,
you're right as well. We do need to have a conversation about changing those
the term colored in British usage. The term refers to a person who is wholly or partly of non-white descent. That is not just black people, y'all. Like, what are we doing here, man? Seriously, what are we doing? Why are we acting so silly here? Huh?
Well, what's the moral of the story?
I mean, the moral of the story is what I said earlier. I'm not saying that colored people is not offensive. Anything can be offensive, right? Because everything is about context. So there's absolutely a context where colored people can be offensive. I don't think that guy using it on the floor was one of those times. But on another note, if colored people is offensive, if it is a slur, as y'all are trying to tell me this morning, then we need to have a meeting. Because we say people of color, and I feel that's just saying colored people with better grammar. And we have the NAACP, which is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. We need to have a meeting and revise some things, don't you think? Right?
Well, we could discuss.
Especially when y'all keep saying, well, it was, we created that word back in 1909, but over time it seemed to be a bad word. All the more reason we probably should revise some things, right?
All right, well,
I'm just simply saying, like, what are we arguing about something that seems very common sense to me?
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the rumor report. Let's talk about big colored then.
BBC. it's actually big black.
Yes, but
so it's not colored.
But I changed it to colors that you
okay.
like.
Okay. BCC. Big colored.
BCC.
Okay.
All right. We're going to talk about BCCs when we come back.
Okay.
All right.
You just got very excited about that.
We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.